This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio on a Friday. We are very happy to head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline from the Denver Broncos defensive lineman, Zach Kerr, joining us on the program. Zach, Matt Perrault, how are you?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
That's going great. Thanks for the time today. All right, so we're here into June. You guys are after mini camp. You are before training camp. What do you like to do during these 6 weeks of free time?
Well, honestly, man, I just like to pretty much still stay in shape, work out, you know, chill with the family, relax. I don't really do too much. I might go on a vacation, you know, but nothing too crazy, man. I just, you know. Just work. I got a job. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? I got a job. So, you know, I got to stick to my job.
Absolutely. July the 7th, you'll be back at work at Zach Kerr Stars of Tomorrow Camp happening in Gettysburg, Maryland. Let's talk about this event for you and why do a camp like this in the middle of the summertime? What do you hope to accomplish with this camp?
Honestly, I just want to get some kids out, talk to some kids about life, talk to some kids about ball. You know, work on some craft with them. But I think the important thing is just getting in front of the kids and just being around the kids, honestly. You know, showing them that, you know, somebody that's made it, you know, to somewhere they're trying to get still cares about them and still, you know, willing to give their time to them. And a bunch of other guys that are going to help me out with the camp. And also my high school is doing a wonderful thing with allowing me to hold the camp there. So just, you know, just trying to give back, man. Just trying to, you know, make everything come full circle.
Very cool. For a kid that came out of Delaware who's had a very nice career in the NFL, you've stuck, you fought hard now on your second team, first with the Colts and now with the Broncos. Where did you find the motivation and what did you believe? The NBA draft was last night when it was draft time for you. Obviously, you did not know what was going to happen for yourself when it comes to an NFL career. What motivated you? What kept you going that you could get to this level?
Honestly, it was something that I just put my mind to and I said I wanted to do. Honestly, I told my mom, my family that the NFL was something that I wanted to do, and I just stuck to it no matter what the circumstance was. And obviously, once you get there, you got to do extra to stay there. So I just figured out what I had to do and, you know, learn from a bunch of other guys, you know, a bunch of other vets that I've been around and played with. And, you know, I don't want to say it was easy, but
right.
It's easy to, you know, to follow the track if you want to stay disciplined into something that you want to do. You know, the format is there. You just got to keep playing and working hard, honestly.
How important is that lesson for the next generation, for young kids who will come to your camp in July to hear about a dream you had, a mindset that you went into, and then the work that it took to get to where you are?
I think it's really important. I mean, it is not just for football either. I think that's an important mindset to have towards life,
mm-hmm.
towards anything you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I think that's the important thing. You know, to teach the kids is not, oh, no, don't just put that mindset towards football. Put it towards everything, whether it's school, whether it's, you know, anything, you know,
right.
computer technology, whatever you want to do, just use that mindset and just, you know, set your mind towards something to go get it, honestly.
Right. Well, I mean, not everybody's 6'2 and 330, right? So everyone has their own abilities, right? I mean, I'm six feet 210, so I mean, I'm not exactly someone who can play NFL football, but and I'm 41 on top of that. But I mean, I think that's a really important lesson, right? I mean, to go ahead and to go through and fight for what you dream, what you believe, and what you want to go ahead and do, and you know, I think we have to have more people like you and more people out there to help kids see, look, your dream doesn't have to be my dream. Whatever your dream
exactly.
is, fight for it, right?
Exactly. Man, your dream don't got to be the same. As long as you're successful at what you want to do, then every you should be happy. That's
right.
Not just what I want to teach.
How important, and we've talked to a lot of players over the last couple of weeks, but how important is giving back? Because so often we've, you know, we're in a very polarized environment, and you guys in the NFL, you've been targeted, you know, you've been called spoiled brats and millionaires, and you've got all
right.
sorts of names. But you guys do so much that doesn't get reported on and so much that doesn't get talked about, like the camp you're going to do in Maryland coming up in July.
Right.
How important is it for you to give back?
I think it's one of the most important things, honestly. And it's simply because you want to stay connected to the people, because it's very easy. You know, I was talking to one of my friends that it's very easy to get disconnected from where you come from if you haven't been there in a long time, or if you haven't talked to people from there in a long time, you know, you get to the NFL, you're successful, you get to a certain status, you get a certain amount of money, you know, you live in a nice neighborhood, you drive a nice car, and you get disconnected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's important to just give back and just show people that you're still connected and you're still one of them, regardless of your status, regardless of, you know, what your salary or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to forget. For me, it's easy to forget how $20 is significant to me. $20 isn't significant to me anymore. You know what I'm saying? But when I was 17, 18, it was significant to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to give back to the kids and show them that, hey, look, you guys still matter to me. The people still matter to me. And, you know, we're not all on our high horse and we're not all sport brands. Trust me. We got to work real hard.
Tell me a little bit about No Line, No Shine football and what you try to do with that organization.
Well, honestly, it's an organization that's pretty much trying to do the same thing I'm doing with the kids. They've already had a head start already helping out many, many kids across the nation. I've seen a lot of kids that are in college now and are high school guys that are in the NFL as well that work with Dominic over there. So I'm just trying to work with another organization that's trying to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? Work towards a common goal. Hmm. And I really like what they're doing over there.
Hmm. They have a motivating T-shirt that they've got for you, a Zach Kerr shirt that you can purchase, right, that benefits their charity?
Yeah. We got the Sack and Sarcoidosis, Zach Kerr Sack and Sarcoidosis shirts. Sarcoidosis is a disease that my mom actually has been diagnosed with for the last, 10, 11 years. And, you know, I'm the national spokesman for the foundation. And we're just trying to accomplish something, you know, find a cure, give back. You know, obviously, money is something that's significant in this situation because you need money to help find a cure,
sure.
Unfortunately. So part of the proceeds are going to go towards finding a cure as well.
And, talking to Brock.
You know, yep. Say it again.
No, so I said, sorry, talking to Zach Kerr. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. Go ahead, continue.
No, it's fine. Yeah, and then, and obviously that's what we're going to do with. So he's helping me out with that, and I'm very, very fortunate to have him on board. And the shirts are pretty dope, man, and they're obviously very affordable. So I would love for everybody to go to NoLineNoShineFootball.com and purchase one of those shirts.
Absolutely.
For the organization.
Absolutely. You with the Broncos, you guys are going to have a very talented defensive line. Give me your expectations for that defense next year in Denver.
Well, obviously I expect us to maintain what we started last year, you know, especially in the run game. It was a couple areas like, you know, red zone, backed up where we got to do a lot better in. But I think, you know, these past OTAs, we look really, really good, and it was sharp, it was crisp. Made a couple mistakes, but you know, it was early, so I expect the same things that we did last year, honestly, and I think we're going to be a lot better than we were. You know, camaraderie's there, we're gelling a lot better, so I'm excited about it.
Tell me a bit about
the line is really, really talented. Most talented that I've played on.
The most talented, wow. Your defense has some characters. Chris Harris is a guy who's been on this show quite a bit. What's it like to be at practice with those guys, and how much fun do they make it to be out there when you're sweating in the heat and getting after it to be with guys like Chris Harris?
Oh, man, it's cool. I mean, Chris is a cool dude, you know, similar past, undrafted. You know, he's, you know, humble dude, but, you know, he talked a lot of smack, so it's cool. I like DBs, man. I like DBs that talk a lot of trash, man. It's exciting. I like knowing that the dude's behind me ready to go, man. So Chris is always fun to be around. He's a hell of a player as well.
Do you guys feel like there are higher expectations coming up this year in Denver? New quarterback, new philosophy coming in, and the expectations are higher from last year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you only win 5 games, the expectations have to be higher. So that's just where we're at. You know, that's just where we've talked about it, we've addressed it, and now we got to move forward. So We've got high expectations for ourselves, we've got high expectations for the organization, and I don't think, you know, anything other than that is you know, unexpected.
He is Zach Kerr, coming up Saturday, July the 7th. Zach Kerr, Stars of Tomorrow Camp, ZK, Stars of Tomorrow Camp. Eventbrite.com for more information about that happening in Gaithersburg, Maryland. You can also go to the website that we were talking about, NoLineNoShineFootball.com, to get the Zach Kerr shirt to benefit that charity. Zach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck with the camp. Enjoy the offseason. We'll watch you coming up this fall with the Broncos.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you for having me on.
That Zach Kerr on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, good.